This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. President Obama is defying Republican opposition and is appointing Richard Cordray to lead the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau while Congress is away on recess. The president made the announcement today in Ohio, where Cordray served as attorney general.
The financial firms have armies of lobbyists in Washington looking out for their interests. You need somebody looking out for your interests and fighting for you, and that's Richard Cordray.
With a director in place, the embattled bureau can begin issuing new rules for mortgage companies, payday lenders, debt collectors, and other financial companies that many blame for causing the financial crisis. But making this appointment without Senate approval could make the already tense relations between the White House and Congress only worse. Joining me to review today's announcement by the president is Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for The New York Times and a regular contributor on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Why is President Obama doing this? Tell me how tough it's been for him to get somebody at this named to this commission.
Well, the Senate Republicans have basically laid their bodies across the track on this and have said that unless the law is changed that operates the new bureau, they will not allow anyone to become the director. So the president really had to decide, am I going to let that situation go on through the election, or am I going to make a recess appointment and put Richard Cordray in, who has been his nominee for some months now? So, you know, from a practical point of view, he didn't have much of a choice. From a political point of view, it probably helps him with his base, because so many Democrats feel that he has bent over backwards to accommodate Republicans. But it is going to complicate enormously his chances of getting anybody else approved anytime soon.
Right. Tell me about that. Could Republicans retaliate in some way, and how would that play out?
On some level, they've already retaliated even before this announcement. There are two vacancies at the Fed that need to be filled, and we're just talking about banking. We're not even talking about everything else. The new head of the FDIC, which would seem to be a pretty important job, is unfilled. There is a nominee who's waiting to see if he is approved. There is a number two at the FDIC who's very aligned with the Republicans on too big to fail issues, and they won't approve him either. The new head of the OCC has not been approved. You would think that we need bank regulators at this particular moment in our history, with the Eurozone in such trouble and banking in general in such lousy shape. But the Republicans would rather punish the president for this recess appointment.
How much is you mentioned that Democrats and members of his base have thought that the president up to this point has been bending over backwards to try and be nonpartisan and work with Republicans. How much is his decision today, one day after the Iowa caucuses, about the presidential election in November?
Oh, I think a lot of it is about the presidential election. You know, they have made a decision to take the Republicans on this year and not to try and accommodate and not to try and be bipartisan, but to basically say it's all the Republicans' fault. Nominating Cordray is really an effort to say, look, I'm on the side of the little guy. I'm on the side of the depositor. I'm on the side of the person with credit cards, and they're on the side of the big banks. That is the message he's trying to send. And from a political standpoint, it's a very smart move. You know, although it will hurt him in his efforts to get other people nominated for the next, 11 months.
Joe, do you think it will also hurt the actual mission of the Bureau, which is to provide greater consumer protection?
That is really hard to say. One of the reasons you need a director is that without one, there's a whole bunch of new things that the Consumer Bureau cannot do until a director has been named. That's part of the law. So if you want to do payday lending and so on. But this is going to be challenged in court, I can guarantee you. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, it just came over my email, opposes this, and I will bet that they or someone like them will sue. And so in that sense, it is going to make their life more difficult, because they're going to have to be spending their time defending themselves in court rather than putting in new rules to help people who have credit cards.
Joe Nocera is an op-ed columnist for The New York Times and a regular WNYC contributor. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Thanks for having me.